Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3230 BN. Today's date is December 7th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Rhinos Fell Right Into It, Obama Colluded With Others, The Why Will Be Answered Soon. Talk about protecting our health. Recent clusters of respiratory illness in northern China, alongside outbreaks of what is being referred to as white lung syndrome in the United States, are scattered across headlines right now, drawing attention to the importance of being prepared for medical emergencies. With close to 90% of pharmaceuticals in the U.S. produced outside of the U.S., what happens when the next global crisis strikes? Countries clamp down on exports. They stockpile. The price of drugs rise, and the pharmacy shelves in America aren't empty. Introducing the Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit. The Wellness Company is home to Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Jim Thorpe, and truth-telling doctors who are rooted in their commitment to building a parallel healthcare system and empowering you to take control of your health. In a time when over 40% of Americans say they would avoid a doctor or hospital unless it was a catastrophic situation, the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit provides a solution. This kit includes 8 potentially life-saving medications for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook detailing instructions for safe use. This Medical Emergency Kit includes emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, like amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin to help keep you and your family safe in the face of natural disasters, supply chain shortages, or medical emergencies, like white lung or COVID. Be prepared for the unexpected. Go to twc.health/x22 and grab your medical emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Code X22 saves you 10% at checkout. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your health with Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see that they are now panicking like never before. Now, we have the deep state that are panicking, the rhinos that are panicking, and it looks like Trump and the Patriots, they have used a two-pronged strategy to bring these two parties down. And you can see it is working very, very well. Why? Because Trump knows in the end he needs all the focus on Obama. And all these other individuals, all these different parties and these people, they needed to be exposed. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Think about the deep state players. Trump is handling the deep state players. They're attacking him, and he's going to use all of this against them. And yes, he's going to follow the rule of law. And they are setting many, many precedents that will help the Patriots later on. Now, for the rhinos, I do believe Trump, he came up with an incredible strategy to trap the establishment behind the Republican Party, to trap them so this way the people could see the truth. He brought the establishment, all these people with the big money, behind DeSantis, and used DeSantis to trap them right there. They had no place to go. They thought he was the candidate. And their money couldn't go anywhere else because there was no time to build up another candidate, even though they're trying to go to Nikki Haley and others. But that's not going to work. Why? Because you have someone, I do believe, that's in the inside. And his name is Vivek Ramaswamy. And I do believe he's in position to wake the rest of the Republicans up. Those people that might say, hey, you know something, I like Nikki Haley. Hey, you know something, Chris Christie, he seems like a good candidate. Hey, you know something, maybe I'll vote for DeSanctimonious. I do believe he was there to show the people the truth, to show the people, look what's really going on here. Because a lot of these people, all they do is watch Fox News. And these people are waking up. So think about it. We have this guy on the inside. He's telling everyone the truth, saying, look, they turned on Trump. They're not loyal. Do you really believe these people, or are they liars? And the Republicans that are out there, and you know, you're part of your family that only watches Fox News and they believe whatever they're seeing, they're getting a wake-up call right now. And this is pushing people towards where? Towards Trump. When Trump attacks DeSanctimonious, I do believe his mission is to make sure the establishment stays where they are. The money stays with him. And what is happening throughout all of this? Trump's poll numbers are continually moving up. Now, they're also moving up because why? The D's, they are attacking him. And the people who are behind Trump, They're talking to other people. Other people are seeing this. And his poll numbers are going up. Now, I do believe the next phase of all of this is to go after the D's. He needs to show the D's the truth. Remember, the D's most likely are not watching Fox News. And if they are watching Fox News, they're learning a lot because they're listening to Vivek. But if they're not, and they're only stuck with CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, they need another way to see the truth. And I do believe this is why Trump has set it up where he's going to be bringing these trials to these people. Now, these people believe that they're going to see Trump be put away. They believe that Jack Smith and all the rest, Fannie Willis, they got him. But what they're going to see is they're going to see documented proof that shows the opposite. And a lot of these people are going to wake up. And I do believe all of this is in preparation to get everyone on Trump's side, because what's going to happen later on, they're going to release information on Obama, and they need people to think logically. They need people awake. They need people to understand, because I do believe the main focus of all of this is, yes, 2024 elections, get everyone on the same page, knowing who the deep state players are. People need to know who orchestrated most of this. Now, would they know people behind the scenes? No, most likely not. So I do believe Trump, what he's doing, he's focusing on the main character, the guy who's been orchestrating the 16-year plan. And once the country is with him, once the country sees the truth, I do believe Obama's will be put into the spotlight. And all the way through 2024, information is going to be coming out of what he has done. Everyone is going to learn the why. Why did he collude with others? Why did he spy on Trump? Why did he put the 16-year plan in place? Why was he doing all of these things? And I do believe this information is going to be produced and people are going to see this. And it looks like this is exactly where all this is headed. And it seems like the plan is right on track right now. And yes, you're going to see a lot more things happen in this country. But you need to remember something very important. We're at war. During World War II, when we had D-Day, what happened? Were lives lost? Was there a mission that they knew that, hey, listen, we're going to lose a lot of people? But they understood this because we were in war. The same thing's happening right now. This is a war. And yes, bad, terrible things happen during war. But some of these terrible, bad things need to happen because it wakes the people up and it makes them see clearly. It makes them think. And once they see everything, they can't unsee it. Now, yes, are people going to get worried? Are people going to sit there and say, can we clean this up later on? Of course we can. There's already laws in place. Trump has already told us that we're going to be deporting all of these people. Everything has been set up to actually allow the people to see it. And then there's a cleanup operation afterwards. Because I do believe Trump and the Patriots knew that once we showed the people the open borders, once we showed people, look, they're destroying the economy, once we showed people, look, they're trying to bring us to war, well, there's always a way out of this. There's already laws in place where we could deport people. And actually, if they're committing crimes and maybe insurrections and insurgency, well, it's that much easier to deport them. Think about all those people that are worrying about the economy. Well, Trump has already told us it's very easy. We can have this economy up and running in no time. What about all the people that are going to be worrying about war? I mean, it's approaching, but they're not feeling it yet. Soon they will feel it. What's Trump's plan to stop that feeling of dread that we're going to nuclear war? It's called peace. He already has these things in place. He already knows that it has to be done. But first, the people must see it. And the people must understand who is responsible for all of this. And I do believe this is where all this is headed right now. And everyone's going to learn the why. Why did we have to go through this? Who caused all of this? And remember, from the very beginning, what did Trump do? He turned the 16-year plan around and is using it against them. When people start to learn who's responsible for all of this, people are going to go, I get it now. I see why this is happening. It's Obama. And I do believe that's who Trump wants front and center. And yes, we're going to learn about Uranium One. We're going to learn about how he's destroying the country from within, how he joined up with the Muslim Brotherhood to bring all the Muslims into the world to destroy the countries. Yes, people are going to learn all of this, and it will be coming out. And the people are going to start to understand who the treasonous criminals really are. They're already starting to figure that out. They're starting to realize, holy crap, look at the Biden administration. Biden, he's a criminal, and his family, they are criminals. And it's getting worse and worse for them every single day. Just like it's getting worse for the woke corporations. Every day that passes, they're having a huge problem because the people, they're not going along with them. And if they go down this path, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to destroy their businesses. And if they want to destroy their businesses, fine, because what's going to happen is conservative businesses are going to start to take their place, which is already happening. Right now, we have a woke-free beer company, and they decided to launch Real Women of America. And they're going against everything Bud Light did, everything Dylan Mulvaney was doing, and now they're teaming up with Riley Gaines to launch their new product, the Real Women of America 2024 calendar. Will specifically showcase the most beautiful conservative women in America. And remember, who started the beer company? Well, it's Conservative Dad's Ultra-Right Beer. It's the woke-free beer. So already people are doing these things, and I do believe this is going to grow and grow and grow, and this counters everything the woke mob does, everything the deep state does. And the majority, yes, they're going to love it. And you're going to see other companies pop up because they're going to say, holy crap, look what this company's doing. Let's create another company that goes against the woke corporations. And you're going to see more and more of this as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the fake news are having a bit of a problem. Number one, everyone knows they're fake. Number two, it looks like the people who are working for these fake news companies, they're getting pissed off. I guess they're not getting the pay that they want. Because if you look at the Washington Post, 750 Washington Post staffers plan to walk off the job. And this is an historic 24-hour protest. So they're protesting against the Washington Post. Why? Because after 18 months of contract negotiations, they can't come to an understanding. And it looks like they don't want to pay the people. So the people are getting pissed off. Is anyone going to miss the Washington Post? Not really. I don't think many people are paying attention to the Washington Post because everyone's realizing it's fake news. You know what people are paying attention to? They're paying attention to the Biden crime family because every day that passes, it gets worse and worse for them. And now that Hunter is going to violate his subpoena, well, it looks like there are going to be major, major problems. Remember, Joe Biden told everyone, if you violate your subpoena, the Justice Department, they must get involved. They must be held in contempt. Well, is the same thing going to happen? Is the Justice Department going to get involved? Let's see. But it looks like the House Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer and Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, they're threatening Hunter Biden with contempt of Congress charges if he fails to appear for a December 13th deposition before the oversight panel. Now, remember, they don't want to have this deposition behind closed doors because they're very nervous and afraid, and they understand that they can ask them very, very specific classified information. And if they lie, they're screwed. If they tell the truth, they're screwed. And they know if they go into a public forum, these questions wouldn't be asked. And once again, you can see that the deep state players, they're trapped in all of this. Trump, he put this out and said, the radical left Democrats in Congress under the influence of the crooked Joe Biden regime viciously subpoenaed my completely innocent family and depose them for a total of 18 hours based on Russia, and other fake news. Certainly, Hunter Biden should be treated in the same manner. Just because the DOJ, FBI, and IRS consistently turn a blind eye to Biden crimes and corruption doesn't mean Republicans in Congress should do the same. Our law enforcement is not only weaponized, it is a dangerous two-tiered justice system. The Bidens should honor their subpoenas by the House Oversight Committee, just as Trump family did. Now, look what just happened here. Everything they did to Trump, Trump is now doing it to them. But the difference is Trump honored the subpoenas because he had nothing to hide. He didn't commit the crimes. Biden, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, they have to reject the subpoenas because they are criminals. They committed the crimes. They know this. And they can't testify or they're screwed. Now, think about it. They did all of this to Trump and his family. The people are watching this play out and they're going to see the two-tier justice system again. And you have to remember, these people, they already set the precedents. These people are already out there very vocal about Trump. Everything they did to Trump, Trump is going to do to them. Maybe not personally, but in a roundabout way, it's going to happen to them. This is the pain part of it. Every day when people see this, the deep state players are feeling pain. Every day that more information comes out, they are feeling pain. And this is going to continue to the very, very end until Biden can't take it anymore and the D's can't take it anymore and they remove Biden. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But Steve Nelson put this out and said, Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer reacts to President Biden's denial. We have produced evidence revealing Joe Biden spoke, dined, took meetings, and had coffee with his son's foreign business associates. House expected to vote this month to approve impeachment inquiry. And what did they do to Trump? Oh, that's right. They had an impeachment inquiry. They impeached him. What's happening to Biden? What's happening to Hunter? Biden, Joe Biden's family? The same exact thing. This is the pain stage right now. Every step of the way. Wait until Trump starts to produce the evidence about January 6th. Wait until Trump starts to produce the evidence of who rigged the election, who was involved. Wait until Trump comes out with the information against Obama. Everyone is going to see this. And what's very interesting is NARA, they're going to be turning over the records after IRS whistleblowers revealed that Biden was in direct contact with Hunter's business partners using email aliases as VP. So the National Archives, they're going to provide more than 62,000 pages of additional records in response to the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer's request. So let's see how this plays out and let's see what records they actually get. And let's see what's in them. This is going to be very, very interesting. But you can see that the borders are wide open. The people are panicking. The people are saying, how could we stop this? This is going to be a nightmare. And you have to remember, Trump needed to show the people the 16-year plan. You needed to see it's clear as day. You needed to show that, hey, look, they're allowing all these people into the country and they're going to lie about it and tell people that the border is completely and utterly secure. But you need to remember, there are ways of reversing all this. Actually, there's already laws on the book. Actually, Vivek already pointed this out and points to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency's 287G program to allow local law enforcement to help detain and deport illegal aliens living within the interior of the United States. So already there's laws on the books, and this law allows ICE agents to deputize or allow local law enforcement to enforce those ICE warrants. So when people say, oh my God, look, the border, how are we going to get all these people? It's going to be a complete and utter nightmare. There's already laws and books where they can deputize all the local law enforcement in this country. Think about that army. Think about all these people going around finding these individuals. Is that going to be a lot easier? Absolutely, because now you have all the local law enforcement assisting ICE. Let's take this a step further. Think about all those illegals that are committing crimes, insurgency, insurrection, where they're burning, looting, hurting people, going after federal buildings. What do you think is going to happen to these individuals during this period of time? Well, I do believe this is going to happen most likely right after the elections. And we've already discussed it before. The military, working with the National Guard, will already be activated and they will be able to round these people up. We don't even have to bring these troops to these different cities because they're already going to be in all these different locations guarding the election. Think about this for a second. Is this going to be that difficult to clean up the country? No, Trump, he already knew this. Trump will always use the rule of law. He will always have everything in place to reverse what we're seeing. The reason why this had to happen this way is because He needed your next-door neighbor to wake up. He needed your cousin, your brother, your sister, your aunt to wake up. Those people that didn't believe, those people that thought, oh no, I'm going to vote for Biden. Oh no, Trump's a bad guy. He needed to show the people who the real bad guys are. And once people see it, and once people understand it, and once people say, I'm not voting for Biden, I'm not voting for these treasonous fools, that's when Trump will clean it up. When will he clean it up? Well, I do believe this will happen once the people make their decision to vote him back into office. Trump has the military. Trump is in control. We're in the continuity of government. All he needs is the people. He needs the people behind him to carry out the last part of this plan. And that will come in 2024. Now, remember, the deep state, along the way, they're going to fight. And this is why he needs them to crash the economy. This is why he needs them to bring us to war. Because when they bring out Michelle, which I still believe it's Michelle, when they bring out Taylor Swift, when they try to use the illegals and other cheating mechanisms, he needs the people to see what they're saying, and he needs the people to feel something else. What do you think is going to, what do you think is going to win out in the end? What Taylor Swift is telling you, what Joe Biden is telling you, or what you are feeling? If you're feeling nuclear war is on our doorstep, and at any moment, everything will be destroyed, everything that you know will be destroyed. Do you think those people telling you to vote for these individuals that are causing this, do you think those words are going to win? Or do you think what you feel is going to win? What about the economy falling apart? Let's say you lost your job. Do you think them telling you that, don't worry, the economy's great, vote for this candidate, everything's going to be fine. Well, I lost my job. What are you going to do about that? You see, the feelings are going to override what they're saying. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew this. And that's why this has to continue until 2024. Because they will use all of this to try to convince the people. And Trump is going to use your inner feelings to fight against it. And the people, in the end, they're going to make the decision based on what is happening around them, not what someone is saying. Just like today, do you think people believe that there's no inflation? Do you think the people believe that the economy is perfect? Speak to a lot of people. Speak to people that are on a fixed salary. Speak to the young generation who make a living but can barely pay their bills. And as things continually move up in cost, which is really the devaluation of the currency, they're no longer believing Biden. This is why he had to drop the term Bidenomics. So what Trump is doing is actually working. And what's very interesting about all this, it looks like we have the Daily Wire, we have X, we have Rumble, we have the Texas Attorney General. It seems that they're all now suing the White House, suing the federal government. And they're all doing it at the same exact time, which I find very, very interesting. Think about True Social. They're also suing. ALX put this out and said, the state of Texas, the Daily Wire, and the Federalist have sued the U.S. Department of State, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and other government officials for engaging in conspiracies to censor, deplatform, demonetize American media outlets disfavored by the federal government. So we have all these lawsuits right now, and they're all focused on Biden's administration. I think this tells you everything you need to know, because there's a lot of pressure on them now, and you know what's going to happen. The evidence is going to pour out, and people are going to start to realize, yeah, this censoring is much, much worse than anyone could ever imagine. I mean, it's pretty bad right now, but it's going to get a lot worse. And this is why I do believe in the end, as all this is happening and people starting to realize that they have been censoring, and a lot of people are starting to realize this, that's when they're going to probably shut down communications. That's when they're going to probably shut down a lot to try to control the narrative. But I do believe in the end, this is going to fail just like everything else, because Trump, the Patriots, they have planned for this. It's game theory. They know the playbook. They know what's happening right now. And you could see that war is going to pick up, and it is picking up, all over the place. Not just in Ukraine, not just in Israel, but in many other areas. But first, let's talk about Ukraine. Right now, we can see that the counteroffensive, it didn't go anywhere. It was a flop. All the money, all the weapons, everything that's been sent to Ukraine, nothing has happened except one thing. Ukraine lost a lot of people. Ukraine lost the war. Actually, Joni Job put this out and said, CNN admits failed counteroffensive stalemate. Ongoing battle for Avdiivka failing just like Bakhmut. They're talking about replacing Zelensky right now. The mayor of Kiev is out there saying we need to have peace. This is a complete and utter disaster. And right now, Congress doesn't want to support this war right now. And you could see that Biden is freaking out. Because remember, what does Zelensky have on him? Must be quite a bit. But this is what Biden put out, or should I say the staffers put out on X. It says Republicans in Congress are threatening to cut off support for Ukraine unless they can force through their extreme partisan border policies. It's political blackmail, pure and simple. The stakes are too high and the consequences are too significant for political brinkmanship. I mean, the Republicans want money to secure the border? Yeah, that's just crazy talk. Don Jr. responded to this and said, I understand you're much more concerned about other people's borders, but the Americans that are being obliterated by your policies, by illegal immigration, by human and sex trafficking, by fentanyl scourge running through America, would really love some security on our border with their tax dollars. Maybe America just has to put Hunter on the payroll to be able to get a little bit of attention from you. I'm sure you'll get a kickback. That's pretty funny. But you could see right now that since they're not getting the funds that they want, Biden's not getting the funds, you could see that they're going to push. Let's talk about being prepared. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech anyone can have, but until recently were too costly for the average Joe. Likely, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or just want to keep an eye out for intruders after dark, you'll find a pair of night vision binoculars very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands are getting Nightwatch Pros. Nightwatch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision and pitch blackness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include typical high-end night vision features, including 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5x zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the notion that Nightwatch Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. This holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Nightwatch Pro now, and you'll receive access to Prepper Speak's exclusive newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, 100% lifetime guarantee replacement. Simply click the link in the description below to go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY for 25% off to take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out. War, very, very hard, because every time they don't get their way, they create events. And I do believe most likely that's what's going to happen. Now, these events could occur out in Ukraine. It could occur anywhere else. But you can see they're going to use all these different wars that are starting separately, which will probably be combined later on. They're going to use them to try to piggyback the money off of all of these to try to get the money to Ukraine. So they're going to try to use all of this. And this is why I do believe they started something down in Venezuela. And this is on Guyana's border. So Joe Biden, it looks like they are now starting something with Guyana and Venezuela. Now, of course, what's going to happen is war will probably break out. Something will happen. And they will ask for money. So what happened out there? Well, a military helicopter carrying seven people vanished near Guyana's border with Venezuela, with authorities saying that there was bad weather in the area and stressing that there was no indication it may have been hit by a hostile fire as tensions escalate between the countries. Two crew members aboard the helicopter were taking five senior officers on an inspection of troops guarding a border area that Venezuela claims as its own. And this is according to the Guyanese army. Venezuela troops with heavy equipment and machinery have been massing on the border in recent weeks, leading to speculation of an imminent invasion. So was this an actual shoot down? Well, right now we don't know, but I'm sure we're going to find out a lot more information. But Maduro, they have declared 78% of Guyana his, that they own this. And they actually printed up some maps to show, yes, this is where you can explore for oil. And Maduro ordered the National Assembly to draft a law that prohibits oil concessions granted by Guyana in the territorial sea. Guyana and its allies are mobilizing for defense. Venezuela has insisted that the International Court of Justice does not have jurisdiction to settle this dispute. And what's very interesting is that the Southern Command will conduct flight operation in Guyana's airspace amid Venezuela's tensions. Now, Blinken is out there, and he conveys unwavering support for Guyana. So at this point, you can see that they're building this up, and it looks like this is going to be another area where war is going to start. Now, remember, Trump has been telling us that he sees World War III coming, and World War III is not just Ukraine and Russia. World War III is the world. That's why it's a world war. And we're starting to see this build up all over the place, and it looks like it's getting worse and worse. Just like it's getting worse and worse for those presidents of the Ivy League universities. Now, they went to Congress, and they tried to convince everyone that the speech that the students were, you know, yelling, that is free speech. They can say these things. You know, when you say kill someone or let's have the genocide of a race, that is okay to say. Representative Elise Stefanik put this out and said, presidents of Harvard, MIT, and Penn refuse to say whether calling for the genocide of Jews is bullying and harassment according to their codes of conduct. Even going so far to say it needs to turn to action first as in committing genocide. So wait, you need to kill a lot of Jews before they do anything? Well, guess what happened? The country heard this. The country is outraged. The country is saying, well, wait a minute. These people are calling for the genocide of a race. Can you imagine if they were out there and they were marching around saying the genocide of all blacks, let's kill them all. Can you imagine if they were saying that? What would they do? The same thing with Asians, if they just replaced the word Jews with Asians or anyone else. Well, they got so much backlash that all of a sudden they started to put out posts on X explaining that, no, we're completely against this. Harvard University President Gay wrote this. There are some who have confused a right to free expression with the idea that Harvard will condone calls for violence against Jewish students. Let me be clear. Calls for violence or genocide against the Jewish community or any religious or ethnic group are vile. They have no place at Harvard, and those who threaten Jewish students will be held accountable. So why couldn't they just say this during their testimony? Why did they have to wait and then put out a post? I'm going to tell you why. Because they didn't realize the backlash that we're going to receive. They didn't realize that the amount of people that were going to say you're wrong. These people should be fired immediately. They should be removed from their positions. But you know what people are seeing? The people are seeing the infiltration. Their people are seeing, wow, these people, they're on the side of genocide. They're on the side of Hamas. That's what people are seeing right now. And the only reason they corrected themselves is because they were forced to correct themselves. And now they need to be removed from their positions. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the White House interns, they sent a demand letter to Biden saying they will no longer remain silent. Now, this is anonymous. There are about 40 plus interns, and they're demanding that Biden work toward a permanent ceasefire between the nation of Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. So right now you can see there are many individuals that are on the side of, oh, that's right, Obama, who are taking that side because remember the government was infiltrated, colleges were infiltrated, and you could see when you step back whose side they're actually on. And this tells you everything you need to know. And it looks like this is giving Biden a huge amount of problems. And you can see that the people now, they're separating. And the people of this country, they can see it. I think this is all in preparation in allowing people to understand the infiltration, allowing the people to understand that the country was infiltrated by those people that are on the side of Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood. And once people start to see this very, very clearly, what they can see it out in the streets, they can see the protesters, they can see the people in D.C., they can see the people who are presidents of colleges. They can see it now very, very clearly. And you're starting to see a separation now of the people in the Biden administration, because those people that were brought in by Obama, they're going to side with Obama and they're going to go against the Biden administration and any other D that is not going along with Obama. And what's very interesting is that one of Biden's donors, well, he decided he's out. Why? Well, because of his handling over Israel and Hamas war. Ahmed Khan, who helped fundraise for The Resonant in the 2020 election, is leaving the Biden Victory Fund National Finance Committee and won't attend an upcoming donor retreat in D.C. And he is critical of what he views as the administration's failure to pressure Israel into reducing civilian casualties in Gaza, which he describes as ethnic cleaning on the way to genocide, which is actually the opposite thing is happening. The Hamas terrorists and the Palestinians, that's what they want to do to Israel. And you could see that everything that's happening now in D.C. and other places, there's a separation that is going on. I do believe this is why Israel was saved for last. This whole thing was saved for last, because this is all in preparation for what? For Obama and what he did. Let's go back to post 916. This is March 10, 2018. Down below, it says, "We are saving Israel for last. Very specific reason, not mentioned a single time." I think we're starting to see the reason. And think about moving forward. Think about what happens as we approach the 2024 elections. When the deep state realizes, hey, we can't cheat, we can't win, we're going to have to postpone the elections. Well, what do you think is going to happen? The country's going to be attacked. They're going to make their case of why they can't have the elections. I do believe the military will be activated, and the military will be sent to all different cities to guard the elections, and they'll be in place to help with the chaos that is going to happen later on, because when Trump wins the election in a landslide, which is going to be a red wave of all red waves, the same thing that happened in 2020, but the difference is this is going to be a lot bigger. Plus, he's not going to allow the resident to go into the White House. This time, it's going to be different. Now, think about it. Do you think the governors are going to control the chaos? Did they do it in 2020? No. Did Trump say, hey, listen, I authorize the National Guard. You can use them if you need them. Go ahead. And they didn't. You know why? Because they wanted the chaos. They wanted the riots. They actually wanted Trump to release the military because they wanted to show that he was a dictator. They wanted to show and they wanted to create a civil war. Trump didn't fall into that trap. He left it up to the deep state players, the governors, the mayors of all these different areas. And they did absolutely nothing. And that's exactly what the people saw. So this time around, when the chaos happens after the election and the governors of all these states don't do anything because they say they can't, what's going to happen? Are the people going to say, well, someone has to do something. Someone must do something. And I do believe Biden is going to actually order the military to round up these people. And it looks like the governors are already setting the stage. One of them, at least, Governor Newsom said that the state could not keep people safe from pro-terrorist protesters at a Christmas tree lighting. He canceled the 92nd annual Sacramento Christmas tree lighting and relegated the live performances to being streamed online because of pro-Palestinian protesters. So he admits two things for canceling the Sacramento's light ceremony. The first is that these pro-terrorist protesters who are part of the Democratic Activist Coalition are violent, which is probably why Newsom doesn't want more videos of them chanting for genocide from the river to the sea. The other is that California is every bit as lawless as everyone claims, because neither Newsom nor Sacramento officials feel like they could protect people's safety when those pro-terrorist thugs arrive. So basically, Newsom just set the stage. The states cannot protect the people, which means this is going to be taken to the next level. And this is going to be very interesting. Remember, everything that they did to Trump or tried to do to Trump, Trump is now doing to them. And yes, you're going to see this all play. Now, again, the deep state players, they're going to try to cheat in the elections. They're going to try to use a plandemic. And you can see the CDC is already trying to convince people that the respiratory illness is on the rise. And they're putting out an advisory right now. And they're trying to convince people that this is a major, major problem. Now, what we've come to find out, that those people that took the bioweapon, they're the ones who are having the problem. But the people, I do believe they've been hardened from all of this. The people are not going to fall for this same trick again. And what's very interesting is that every day that passes, people start to realize that there's more and more problems with the bioweapon. Researchers have now observed unexpected molecular processes inside the cells of people after the mRNA injection. And like we said before, the people are no longer believing the FDA, the CDC, and all these other quacks that are out there, because the people have been through this before, and the people realize that these people are not telling them the truth. And these agencies, they're losing all credibility. And Jay Bhattacharya put this out on X and said, scientists embrace pseudoscience in the COVID era, including school closures and toddler masking. Scientists push censorship and authoritarian power. Scientists are likely the cause of a pandemic itself. The collapse in trust is well earned. And he's pointing to a Pew Research, and it says declining levels of public trust in scientists. This is what they have done. The people are not going to fall for the same exact tactics. The people have been hardened. The people do not trust. And this is why, in the end, it's going to be very, very difficult for the deep state to use the same exact tactic. And I do believe this is why they are shifting everything to the change of batter, Taylor Swift, the illegals, and then, yes, they might throw in other tactics that they're going to use, like automatic registration and things like that. But when they don't get their way, they're going to push chaos. Now, actually, I do believe what's going to happen during the elections, when we're using paper ballots, the chaos might start during the election to scare people away. This might be one of their tactics. So we can see that we're approaching this period of time, but I do believe everything is going to backfire on them. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have all of this planned where they know that this is going to happen. They're leading them down this path, and this will all be used against them. And what's very interesting is that the world is changing, and you could see it across Europe right now. And it's very interesting that The Guardian put out this article. Why are younger voters flocking to the far right in parts of Europe? Of course, they say far right, to the right. Why are they going to the right? Well, when you look at Geert Wilder, when you look at all these other individuals, the young generation, the people of these countries, they're starting to realize that all these leftist policies, it's destroying their country. And the people, they're fighting back and they're taking back their countries. And the only reason The Guardian will put this out is because they're seeing it happen now. And you can see the deep state players, the D's, they're very, very desperate to get rid of Joe Biden. Paul Sperry put this out and said, CNN Van Jones just now remarked that Biden is so revered by Democrats for his accomplishments that he'd like to enshrine him on Mount Rushmore after one term. If Joe Biden were to quit right now, he'd be on Mount Rushmore. So basically, they're bribing him. Listen, if you quit right now, we'll put you on Mount Rushmore and you will have a, you know, a statue, a carving in your honor, because if you stay in, we're screwed big time. Now, what happens when they lose? Who's putting that up on Mount Rushmore? Nobody. They're using everything and anything to get rid of him. And Kamala's not having better luck. She is down in Texas trying to convince the Hispanic community how awesome everything is. The economy's great. Everything's great. They're just not buying it. No one believes her. And this is a major, major problem. And think about as we move forward, what do you think the deep state's going to do? What do you think the D's are going to do? Oh, let's keep Kamala in there. Let's keep Joe Biden there. Absolutely not. They got to get rid of Joe Biden. They're trying to force him out. They're trying to convince him. And when he doesn't want to go, they are going to push him out. And then you have Kamala. She will be there. She'll be the black acting president. You think they're going to replace her with Newsom? Do you think they're going to bring in anyone else except another black woman? I do believe this has been planned. This is why Taylor Swift is on standby right now. Now, she might come out and say, oh, yeah, vote for Biden. And when people hear that, they're going to go, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Because remember, as you go through 2024 and you experience what's happening in the economy, what's happening out globally with war, people aren't going to buy this. And this is going to be a major, major problem. And I do believe this is why they need to shift everything. And you could see the Soros Group, they, Open Society's foundation, Alex Soros, George Soros' son who took over, well, they have orchestrated all this. I do believe these individuals are behind Taylor Swift. I do believe they set up everything, and they have committed $50 million to increase civic engagement among women and young people over the next 3 years as part of its strategy to support democracy in the U.S. Basically, they've ramped it up, and they paid for what is coming. That's really what's happening. And the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Kevin McCarthy, he decided to retire after everything. And under California law, it says the governor must schedule a special election for a U.S. House seat between 126 to 140 days after it is vacated. That means the seat would remain vacant until near Memorial Day, with a general election likely on May 20th, 2024. So this is going to be very interesting, and we're going to have to see how this plays out, because who are they going to bring in? Who are they going to say, this is the person that we need? So let's watch this very, very carefully. And this is out in California. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the Republican debate happened. And during this debate, we had de Blasio, we had Vivek, we had DeSanctimonious, and Haley. And I do believe this is all part of Trump's strategy. First, trap the establishment with all their money behind DeSantis and make sure they can't go anywhere. Then during the debates, Trump was not going to show up for any of them. This way, he didn't have to defend himself. He didn't have to do anything. And it allowed the people to see the truth about all these candidates. And I do believe that Vivek was put there to call out each and every single one of them. Because if you want to ensure the nomination, what strategy do you use? Do you trap the establishment and all their money so they can't go after a candidate? Then you destroy that candidate? Absolutely. Do you have someone that you can use inside the Republican debates to destroy every single candidate to keep their numbers as low as possible? And remember, think about the people that are watching the debates. Think about the Republicans, the old Republicans that are watching Fox News. They're watching it because they believe that these are candidates. And a lot of people saying, well, I like Haley. Well, I like de Blasio. I like to say Vivek was there to destroy all this. Plus, he was there, I do believe, to inform the people of what is going on. And I do believe he has succeeded. Take a listen to what he said to each and every one of these candidates.
Issue with all three of my other colleagues on this debate stage is all three of them have been licking Donald Trump's boots for years for money and endorsements. Ron DeSantis, you've been a great governor, but you would have never been one without actually begging Donald Trump for that endorsement.
And you attacked him in your book a year ago.
Same thing with Chris Christie as a lobbyist, begging them for COVID money for his special interests in New Jersey, prepping him for the debates last time around. These people are now Monday morning quarterbacking some decision he made. I think the real enemy is not Donald Trump. It's not even Joe Biden. It is the deep state that at least Donald Trump attempted to take on. And if you want somebody who's going to speak truth to power, then vote for somebody who's going to speak the truth to you. Why am I the only person on the stage, at least, who can say that January 6th now does look like it was an inside job, that the government lied to us for 20 years about Saudi Arabia's involvement in 9/11, that the great replacement theory is not some grand right-wing conspiracy theory, but a basic statement of the Democratic Party's platform, that the 2020 election was indeed stolen by big tech, that the 2016 election, the one that Trump won for sure, was also one that was stolen from him by the national security establishment that actually up the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that they knew was false. There's a reason why I'm the only person
That'll
on the
it,
stage
sir.
Who can
Thank
say
you.
These things. That's what it's going to take, not people who are licking his boots one time and now Monday morning quarterbacking and criticizing when it's convenient.
And I do believe the plan is working flawlessly. How do we know this? Well, Jordan Sather on Telegram put this out and said, look at all these fake news articles defending Trump. Vivek rattles off right-wing conspiracy theories. That was the New York Times. Then we had CNN, a flat-out lie. CNN fact-checks Ramaswamy's claims. Then we have NBC News. Vivek Ramaswamy promotes January 6th conspiracy theory by suggesting it was an inside job. And this goes on and on and on. This tells you that it's working. And the people now are waking up. The people don't believe the fake news. And then Trump put this out on Truth. This is an article from Daily Caller. It says, Trump isn't worried about neocon Nikki. And he's not worried because I do believe his strategy is to shut all these people down. And it's working flawlessly. Trump, he put this out on Truth. This is Byron York. It says, Trump led a national GOP race on August 23rd, day of first debate, 41.1 points. Trump lead today, day of fourth debate, 48.1. And when you look at the final GOP debate, well, it looks like Haley is hammered. DeSantis is a dud. Christie's going to go get a meal. And it looks like Vivek was put in a place to shut these people down. The money is trapped. They can't go anywhere. Trump is the nominee, hands down. He shut down the establishment. He shut down the rhinos. The rhinos fell right into the trap. Hook, line, and sinker. They are done for. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to try not to use other strategies, and it looks like the Bushes are already trying to put out another narrative. We have Jeb Bush out there saying, listen, we need to make a change. We need to make a change from older white guys like myself. Actually, he's talking about Trump now. We need to not vote for Trump because he's too old. And I admit it, I'm too old. That's what Bush is saying. So it looks like they're trying to start another narrative because they've tried everything. They tried the 14th Amendment. By the way, the 14th Amendment challenge to Trump is going now to the Supreme Court. And I do believe once they strike this down, it is completely game over. Every time they try to stop Trump, it is failing. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Nevada's Democrat Attorney General, he announced felony charges against Trump's 2020 alternate electors. Now, think about this. They are setting a precedent because, you know, as we approach the 2024 elections, what do you think they're going to do during the 2024 elections? Yes, they're going to try to cheat. They're going to use all different tactics. Are they going to try to get alternate electors? Who are they going to be? Is it going to be done illegally? I do believe it will be. It will be done that way. And I do believe they're setting another precedent. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. Actually, at every turn, what you see is happening is they're Trump, the Patriots, they're clearing the way for Trump to be the nominee. Trump then will go up against Biden. The D's will realize Biden doesn't have a chance. Biden will have to be removed and they will have to bring someone else in. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now shifting everything and they want the focus on Obama. This is why they save Israel for last. This is why everyone's seeing the separation and the infiltration in colleges, in the fake news, in DC. And this is all prepped for one thing, for Obama. And that reminds me of post 3661. December 7th, 2019. Down below, it says, never has a president left office to collude with others to impede the next sitting president of the United States of America until Obama. Ask yourself a very simple question. Why? The why will be publicly answered soon, dark to light. And I do believe that's exactly where we're headed with all of this. I believe Trump, the Patriots, want Obama front and center. Everything that you're witnessing is part of the 16-year plan. The people must know who is treasonous against this country. These people must be exposed. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots are doing. Why? Because they're in control. That's why. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.